There has been a pretty big controversy this week over some comments made by Parti Québécois leader Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, who has graciously offered to come on the air so we can discuss some of this stuff. So, Mr. St-Pierre Plamondon, over the weekend, National PQ National Council meeting, you told your faithful that, quote, Quebecers will definitely live through a third referendum before the end of the decade if you win the election. And you did it in a tone that I think most observers had really never heard from you before. Then yesterday, you doubled down by accusing the federal government in their recent actions on housing and health care as being, and I'm quoting, an existential threat to Quebec, to the point where I think many Quebecers who thought they knew you are asking today, where is the soft-spoken, nuanced, thoughtful Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, who when we last spoke and I asked you for your thoughts on Canada, you said this.
I'm not against Canada. I actually cheer for Team Canada in hockey or other things. All I'm saying is that if you have a too large unit with competing interests and competing realities, well, it is basically a conflict of interests. And historically, because we are not very heavy demographically in Quebec, historically our interest is often disregarded.
Okay, reasoned, as I said, nuanced, the kind of Paul St-Pierre Plamondon we had heard up until this week. Then yesterday, the Paul St-Pierre Plamondon who referenced Canada's colonial past, the assimilation and execution of Francophones dating back 200 years ago, which then made Conservative leader, and I don't know if you've heard this before, Éric Duhaime, suggest this.
To associate Justin Trudeau to deportation and execution of Francophones in Canada is insane. I mean, how could he end up talking about those things and talking about colonialism? He's talking like a guy who wants to redo the Battle of the Plains of Abraham.
Okay, so Paul St-Pierre Plamondon.
We have a lot of material
here. Yeah, will the real Paul St-Pierre Plamondon please stand up?
Stand up. Many things. First of all, I always try to be thoughtful. I'm not always soft-spoken, but I always try to be as thoughtful as possible. When Éric Duhaime says that I associated Justin Trudeau with deportation, it's not true. As many things that Éric Duhaime actually says that are not true, it's his style of politics to say things that actually didn't happen. So what I said, and I will continue to say it, to get back to the quote from me that you just played, I have no hard feelings against Canada, but I do have hard feelings when a Prime Minister of Canada cheats the fundamental rules of its own constitution. And yes, I will say it again, if Canada, the federal government, keeps on disrespecting the competencies of provinces, if Canada keeps on making decisions under its constitutional powers, such as immigration, borders, airports, that doesn't give us any sense of integration and of housing and of providing services for these people, for the people that are under the federal power of immigration, that are now 560,000 temporary immigrants on Quebec's territory. If the federal keeps on behaving like that and not respecting the Constitution, indeed, there's no bright future for Quebec. And it is a disrespect towards Quebec. It is a disrespect towards other provinces that are also very critical of how the federal government behaves. And yes, we need to be considering the whole history of Canada in interpreting what's happening, because before the Second World War, the federal government actually didn't have any power to raise income tax. It was supposed to be temporary, and then it used its power to raise taxes to actually decide for provinces, decide within the competencies of provinces, although it's clearly stated in the Constitution that it's none of their business. So we end up in a system where there are three governments, cities, provincial, and federal, that try to understand each other, working on the same projects but not wanting the same thing. We end up with a federal government really throwing money away in a public service that now costs $60 billion a year for little or no services to Quebec, in which case I'm proposing that we decide by ourselves and that we get back the $82 billion we send every year to Ottawa to provide services to everyone.
So I would point out, as you say, this is not Justin Trudeau. Everything you just referenced, of course, is under Justin Trudeau with this Liberal government. There's a provincial, or rather a federal election coming up next year. There may not be a Justin Trudeau government at that point anymore.
True.
Then what happens?
The same.
You don't have an argument at that point, do you?
Yeah, but the same will happen. If you look at what Pierre Poilievre is actually promising, he's also promising to intervene in housing, to intervene in healthcare, to intervene in other provincial competencies. And he's also against Bill 21, the principle of laïcité. He's also in the same centralizing mentality. He for me, Ottawa and the federal government is a regime that has been pretty constant over the past decades. And I don't think that changing the government will change. It might change a few things on the debt, because the debt is really out of hand in Ottawa right now under Trudeau. I expect the Conservatives to be more prudent, but they also have their very special topics. I mean, the Conservative on certain topics are not aligned with Quebec's mentality and priorities. So we'll have other issues with the Conservative government. So, I just think that we should be deciding by ourselves, not having another government on top of ours that tries to decide instead of us.
Understood. And that's been PQ policy from the get-go. So I understand that entirely. But do you not, or people are wondering, why has your tone changed in the past week or so? What happened? What changed this?
It hasn't changed much. If you spend time listening to my whole speech, my tone hasn't changed. It's just that if you tell people that we will have a third referendum by the end of the decade, the federal side, and you've seen it at the Liberal Party of Canada, they will activate themselves and they will throw at you as many tomatoes as they can, because I'm raising issues and I'm giving us ourselves in Quebec objectives that make them react. But if you hear my discourse, my speech as a whole Sunday, this past Sunday, I think it's the exact same person, the exact same tone. Of course, if you take 5 seconds to try to spin that I'm now a different person, it doesn't give an adequate reading of the whole situation.
But I've never heard you bring up this whole idea of looking back at Canada's past and assimilation and execution.
I did at your podcast.
I don't think you did.
I actually said that. Yeah, we can look at it. I mentioned that part of history. I'll get back to the podcast. But I actually did on several occasions. And it's okay to talk about history and to... I did for Justin Trudeau. I talk about his father. And I just said, I mean, he's continuing the mission of his father. He has the exact same approach towards Quebec. And that's fair to do that. Because if we live in a world where the past never happened, it's difficult to have an appropriate reading of what's actually happening right now if we have no notion of what happened before.
I'll ask you one last question because we're going to run out of time here. This approach that you have now, and you're saying it hasn't changed much. I think for most people, their realization is it has. They'd never heard you talk like this before. Regardless of that, who's right and who's wrong here, who is this message geared at? Young Quebecers who you think don't know the history of Quebec and should, or older Quebecers who need to have this reminded to them? Who's this for?
I think it's, for me, it's just very natural. So I never ask myself, who's that for? I just briefly talked about the history of Canada towards First Nations and Francophones. But for me, it's just a normal conversation based on facts that are well known. And more recently, I talked about the Constitution being signed without Quebec and certain very recent behaviors from the Trudeau government that is just making Canada not a federation, not a confederation, but a centralized government. It was never meant to be that way. And for me, I to be honest, I just didn't plan it in this way. I just talked about history as I think history is part of politics, and it doesn't mean that next week I'll be talking about history once again. It's just in a 30-minute speech. I think it's okay to talk about history to try to explain the present and the future. Talking about history is not being radical. Even though the PLQ or Eric Drim tries to distort what I said to make me a radical politician, I don't think people will buy that, because I've been constant for the past years, and talking about history shouldn't be radical in my view.
Hey, you're not a radical.
I don't think so. I hope not.
Okay.
But I don't think it will stick, because I'm just talking about historical facts.
Understood.
And it's normal in a society.
Mr. St. Pierre Plamondon, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.